I invite the young children to come up and join me in front at this time. Good morning. Everybody had breakfast? Anybody miss breakfast? You had breakfast? What did you have for breakfast? No, you didn't? I cooked you a waffle this morning. You had breakfast. You got an extra special treat today. And these are for you to eat. So go ahead and take a bite. Or devour them. Here you go. Don't worry, there's no trick. I didn't add anything. Alright? Take it down. Gone. Now I gotta finish it. Or put the rest of it in your pocket or something, because I'm about to give you a chunk of something else. Alright. So, what is it I just gave you to eat? Give permission to talk with your mouth full. What is it called that I just gave you to eat? Cracker, right?
Cracker.
Cracker. Alright. Here we go. If you don't eat at all, we can put that in the plate when we're done. How about that? How's that for a deal? Alright. What's the next thing I gave you? What is it?
Bread.
Yes. Oat bread, nonetheless. Yeah. Now, tell me the difference between the cracker and the bread. The bread is soft, the cracker's hard. Any other differences, Catherine? The cracker's salty, and the bread is not nearly as salty. Which one doesn't have oats? The bread doesn't have oats? The cracker doesn't have oats in it. No, probably not. I think it's just wheat. Which one?
The bread.
The bread tastes better. Alright, can any of you tell me why the bread is soft and squishy, whereas the cracker is hard and crunchy? They're both baked in an oven. They're both baked from, made from the same essential ingredients as far as flour and water. You're still hungry? I'm going to be more of a snack later. Catherine? Nope. Cracker's not necessarily baked longer. Yes? Aha! No yeast in the cracker. Can you see the little bit of brown stuff in the bottom of this little container? That's called yeast. Yeast is a very tiny organism that can survive dry for long periods of time, and then you put a little bit in the dough. Just a little bit of yeast is required for a large lump of dough. And when you put it, combined with warm water, flour, and maybe a little sugar, yeast starts to grow. Cells start to multiply and starts to expand. And one of the byproducts of yeast growing, just like actually us growing, is carbon dioxide. So, you see all those little holes and gaps that are in that chunk of bread, which make it squishy? Those are actually little bubbles of carbon dioxide that the yeast has produced as it was growing. So yeast causes dough to inflate, and then when it's baked, that inflated hunk hardens on the outside and you get a crust, but it stays soft and squishy on the inside. Something without yeast bakes flat and hard and dense, like a cracker. Jesus, as he's teaching about the kingdom of God, uses yeast as an example. He says, the kingdom of God is like yeast. It expands. So, what he's referring to is the fact that when God comes into our lives, two things happen. First, God expands in our lives. God always starts to claim more and more parts of our life. God wants to improve not only us personally, but our relationships with other people. God might improve some of our living habits, our choices, but God eventually will take over everything we are. So, like yeast getting all through a lump of dough and expanding, God expands in our lives. And then, if the gospel is good news, if we believe Jesus is a really good thing, then the kingdom of God will also expand because it'll move to other people. Because we will tell others, we'll say, hey, there's this really sweet thing I found following Jesus. Why don't you check it out too? Other people will discover it, and the kingdom of God will expand more and more. So that instead of the kingdom of God staying dense and small and crunchy like this little cracker, it becomes big and soft and fluffy like a large loaf of bread, of which I only gave you one slice this morning. Why does bread become hard when it becomes toasted? You came up here to ask difficult questions, didn't you? That might be the next Time for Children topic. Hold on to that question. So that is why Jesus uses yeast as an example for the kingdom of God. And now if you didn't finish either your bread or your cracker, you may put the remainder on the plate. Do you eat all yours? Ready all yours? Ready all yours? Okay. All right. And let me pray for us before I send you back to your seats. Thanks for coming up for snack time, by the way. Lord, we thank you. You're going to Sunday school. Yes, in just a moment, after we pray, I think you're going to the nursery. Lord, we thank you for coming into our lives. We thank you for desiring to take over the whole world, for expanding in our lives like yeast expands the lump of dough. And we ask that you would continue taking more and more of our lives, improve us more and more each day, and also go from us to others in the world, so that more may know about the grace and power of Jesus Christ. Make it so for us in his name, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for coming up this morning. You may go back to your seats.